Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bone yawning, yawning, yawning.
No.
Stunting like my daddy. Oh. Stunting like my daddy. Stunting like my daddy. Stunting like my daddy.
There you go. Hour number two here on
Young
a Tuesday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Yes.
Abe just said in my ear, we're going to let Bo get away with playing New Orleans music this week.
What are we going to do about it?
Yeah, I mean, well, he controls the music.
You know?
I'm just trying to go away, get away with, you know, not the most highly recognizable songs, but, you know.
I think we place Bo on a suspension next week.
I mean,
they, you know, if they win, he's coming in with that.
Yeah, he's not coming in.
With that,
he's not coming. He's out either way.
What's the most, like the number one most New Orleans song that you could possibly
You know
play?
What it is.
What is it? What's that, the that, absolutely
that,
number
that
one?
That song they play on the boardwalk.
Oh, when the Saints.
The Saints go marching in.
No, this is right here. Because he's about to do it right now.
Okay, what's
and about to piss these Falcon fans off more than they need to be pissed off.
At least they're mad about
play this. I can do this right here.
Wouldn't it be nice to be mad about hating the Saints, though?
Yeah.
It's nice to be mad about hating the Saints and not mad about hating your own team.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, this right here, this is awesome.
There's a lot of good options.
This get the party hype
in
Atlanta.
I was just saying, what's the number one? The number
you
one.
You know, the one they play on Canal Street. Oh, no. Dude,
he's got a whole folder of them, doesn't
dude,
he?
I remember, Andy, my last time playing in New Orleans, because this is the song they played for the kickoff, right? And so, obviously, playing this song, and dude, it was rocking. And so, this is my kickoff return. And I don't know who that was, but I was so hyped, Andy, and the ball, and I'm talking about, I put the effort till in, because the way the return was, I had to block the guy by myself. And, man, I'm talking about that dude ran through my damn face so hard, man. And I will always remember that, cause that damn song. I'm like, let's go, brother. And I'm talking about, man, I ain't fall, but I, like, turned sideways. I had to put my hand down so I wouldn't fall.
Maybe seeing double
But the
minute.
Worst part about it was the damn touchback.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
The ball didn't even come out?
The damn touchback. Oh, just ran straight through my damn face, dog. I was like, God. Because usually I know, cause most of them I'm going to look back there
sure,
like,
sure.
Whew.
All right,
cool.
Let no up. We're good.
Nah, I wasn't looking bad. That song had me so hyped. I had that. Had my fan. I had to look like Tommy Cole from The Last Boy Scout, looking like Tommy Cole. got my damn face strange. I'm talking about ears ringing, and then had to come out because starting that game. So I was like, please change the play, Phil.
Did you play the first play?
Yeah.
You were good? All right.
Oh, yeah.
Did they throw it to you?
No. No. But it took me a minute to get myself together, though.
Yeah, no, just for Falcons fans that are listening and don't know.
Yeah, man.
Bo, the producer of the show, is a New Orleans Saints fan. So, hate week. A little bit of a different feel. A little bit of a different vibe.
This game was not supposed to mean anything.
No. Now, I mean, it always means a little because of rivalry, right? But, yeah, no, this was supposed to be.
I came into the season knowing that we were going to suck.
Yeah, this was supposed right, exactly, exactly. And if the Saints beat the Falcons on Sunday, they got the same record. So guess who sucks? You know what I mean? So, yeah, not great. not great. But yeah, we'll probably hear some New Orleans music throughout the week. Thanks to Bo, just to let you know. Maybe if the Falcons win this week, then the next time they play later in the season, we'll ban the New Orleans music. Like, is that a fair trade off or no? Bo's not into it.
No, okay.
No, that's fine.
Sure. Yeah, we gotta have something on the line. And then if they win, then what? I don't know. All right, College Football Corner coming up in about 15 minutes. Back page with Bo at 12:40 as well. Let's get to an NFL no huddle. All right, week 11 came to a close last night. The Cowboys beat the hell out of the Raiders.
Raiders stink.
They do.
Everything about the Raiders stink. The fact that everybody thought, because Tom Brady's a part of the group, that they were just going to miraculously turn into the damn
Patriots.
Aston Jeanty, you drive there number 4 overall, mm-hmm. and he had 7 damn carries. Mm-hmm. 7 carries. Oh, yeah, old Chip Kelly. Oh, Chip.
He's a genius.
He's a damn genius. They paid him $6 million.
I know.
To do that crap right there. And Geno's not playing good.
Nope.
I know Brock's been out a while. They have no receivers. None. Yep. None. Zilcho.
They got nothing.
Nothing.
Bad organization. Has been. And doesn't seem like it's going to change anytime
no,
soon.
No, it's not. Yeah. But Tom Brady.
They need to draft
Tom Brady's involved. But shout out to the Cowboys, man. Yeah. George Pickens, I know they got suspended for the first series, him and CD, because their ass is probably hanging, kicking it in Vegas. There's no doubt in my mind that they were kicking it in Vegas and probably was late back to the hotel.
But at least they were together.
They were together.
You know?
And they played together because they went off yesterday. Obviously, heavy hearts playing for their teammate. Sure. And things like that. But it's been so long since they played. I forgot Quentin Williams was there. Mm-hmm. And Quentin was an animal last night.
He got a sack on the first play, right?
Yes.
Or first series.
Like, they were animal. He had a sack and a half yesterday. Then they got a bunch of their new defenders back. The kid from Cincinnati was in. Mm-hmm. Got a lot of the guys that were hurt were back. So, I mean, they're not going to do anything this year, but never mind. It was the damn Raiders.
It was the Raiders.
Yeah, it's the damn Raiders. Yeah. If they do it this weekend against the Eagles, okay.
Okay, then maybe, then maybe you could start talking. Because then they'd be 5-5-1.
Yeah.
Right? With plenty of football left to maybe sneak into one of those final wild card spots. But, yeah, we'll check back in when it's not the Raiders.
Quick injury thing. Aaron Rodgers confirmed that he won't need surgery on his fractured left wrist.
Okay.
And said he's still trying. He's pushing to play this weekend, but the doctors must clear him, and his status remains TBD.
Mason Rudolph?
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Broken arms better than Mason Rudolph.
Yeah.
So I'd probably put him in there.
Yeah, that probably be
old bones, though, man.
Yeah,
you know?
But there was one more big injury, Andy. Oh, yeah, Lane Johnson. Out a month. Liz Frank.
Oof.
Yeah, so that's a big deal.
The Bengals have suspended Ja'Marr Chase. The
NFL has.
Or sorry. Yes.
Yeah.
Bengals wide receiver has been suspended because he spit on Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, should be suspended longer.
Jalen Ramsey did his own investigating on that one, tweeted out the picture of him getting spat
he
on.
He spat right on him.
Oh, he sure did.
Damn, he sure did. They're going to lie.
And he should get suspended
They're going to lie about it.
Yeah, I don't know, man. They got to do something more than just that.
No,
like,
I tell you what.
Spitting on people in an NFL because that's, setting
dude,
is
that's what I'm saying. Like, this,
in any setting.
That is an issue. And what I mean by that, that's like after the game, like, I'm going to come to your locker room.
When
you spit on another grown damn man?
It's very gross.
No. Everybody ain't Dak. Everybody ain't Dak, because if Jalen Carter spit on me, we'd have been fighting.
Right.
And would nobody have blamed him?
No.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, Jalen Carter will whip Dak ass. Maybe so. Maybe so.
Yeah, but at least you got to try.
But at least you got to try. You can't let nobody spit on you like that. What the hell wrong with you?
I think I know the answer to this, and we may have even talked about this during that week one incident. Does it matter where it lands?
I don't give a damn.
No, it doesn't.
Okay. You spit on me.
Because face is like on site, obviously.
You spit on me, it's on site.
Chest is bad, too.
Damn.
What about like the old school insult of like on feet. Someone's shoe?
Yeah, that's bad, too.
Dude, don't
brand put new Nike cleats, man.
Don't put your spit nowhere near me. If we talking and come out, because I got a personal foul because of that, but we was just jawing and he just happened to, the spit flew out.
That was just natural.
But I didn't take it natural.
Say it, don't spray.
I didn't take it natural because I sure swung at him. And yeah, got swung at him, got the unsportsmanlike and the fine for it.
Oh, he didn't even mean to do it?
No, I know he didn't mean to do it.
Oh.
But
you didn't care.
I ain't give a damn. Yeah. It got on me.
Say it, don't spray it, bro.
Yep.
Give me the news, not the weather.
Yeah, man. But yeah.
Yeah, don't be spitting on people.
No, that's nasty.
Don't be doing that.
We didn't mention this on air, did we, that the Jets have announced Tyrod Taylor will start in front of Justin Fields. That was supposed to go down a couple weeks ago, but Tyrod got hurt.
Right.
So Justin played. They actually won the game. He told the owner that it was outside noise, what he was talking about.
He referred to the owner's comments about him not being a starting quarterback in the NFL as outside noise, which is, I don't know. He's right. Like, I don't know how else you can deal with it, but he actually played pretty good that week.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so he's the backup now. Yeah, so he's a backup now probably in the NFL?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I think so. But who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows? Okay. But, all right. Anyways, anything else going on? We ain't going to talk about the Falcons.
It's kind of true.
I want to talk about Abdul Carter getting benched because he was sleeping in the team facility and missed the walkthrough. He comes out saying he was getting treatment. He wasn't asleep. You dumbass. They changed the schedule because new head coach, whatever.
Sure.
You dumbass. Are you sitting in the training room and didn't notice when nobody else in there but you?
Right.
Like, what?
Which one of them is worse?
Which one is worse?
Like, either excuse is terrible. Like, you missed a walkthrough because you were asleep?
You were.
What are you? That's
but now
not
you're
a good
saying
excuse?
You missed a walkthrough because you were in a training room?
By yourself?
By yourself? You what a dumbass.
Both bad. I know he's off to a bad start.
He's off to a bad, and he ain't playing well either.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah,
he's not playing well. He wanted to wear Lawrence Taylor's number.
Keon Coleman suspended his last game, and they needed him against the Buccaneers because he missed Friday. How do?
And he overslept a meeting.
How do you miss? I don't know. And I'm gonna say that because I've never ever been late, running late ever. And people say that happens. No, I don't.
Yeah, you played in the NFL for 11 years. I ain't never been late
for anything. That's my job. Get your ass up and go to practice.
Right. What time's a Friday like walk?
Friday usually starts at 9.
That's not that early.
Yeah, Friday starts usually at 9 o'clock.
That's not that early.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. Come on, man.
Come on, wake up.
Bunch of damn
you gotta set
babies.
Set a couple alarms.
Your mama ain't gonna wake you up. Bunch of damn babies.
Set a couple alarms.
God.
Well, we ran out of other stuff to talk about.
All my damn nerves. Ain't nothing else to talk about.
Well, there's Falcon stuff. Drake London's got a PCL injury.
It'll be out.
He's probably not gonna play this week.
Okay. We already know Michael Pittis is gonna be out.
Probably for the rest of the season.
Yeah, don't look like what Darnell Moody is what's going on with his situation. Because he got banged up. He came in the game banged up, and then he got hit a lot.
Yeah.
So
now Kirk Cousins is out there with no Drake London. The last time that happened was at home, but it was against the Miami Dolphins, and they were down 34-3 in that game. I don't know. I mean, there's these different sort of like how low can it go kind of markers now in the season. Pretty low right now. You get smoked by your rival
in
six in a row.
Yeah, man.
That might be the pink slip Sunday.
It's bad, man. It is really, really bad. That's why I was like, I really don't care to talk about this right here it's just one of those things where you just don't know. I think, Shedeur Sanders is going to start. I think they said that Dylan Gabriel is going to be out, still in concussion protocol. So he's going to get an opportunity to be the starter, get all the reps with the ones, and get ready for this team that is the Vegas Raiders, who are awful.
Oh, is that who they're playing?
Yeah, they're playing the Raiders.
It is a road game. But I think that's one of the more interesting things. Like, obviously, he was set up to fail this week with the snaps and the 4-16 and all that. Like, what is, though, acceptable?
Set up to fail is one way to put it.
Did you see the video?
He was the backup quarterback and came into the game.
He's a backup quarterback that, like, I don't know. I hate the word set up to fail.
Right.
Because he's still got to be ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got to be ready to go.
Now, this week, that won't be the case.
Yes.
He'll have a week of practice with the first team.
There's no excuse this week, I guess, is the point. Did you guys see the video of the three linemen blocking one dude and then a guy coming right through the set?
Yes,
so funny.
Yes, I did see
for
that.
For what team?
For
them.
Okay.
Yeah,
them.
He's got to. I mean, the one thing about him is that he is a preparer, so he's gonna be prepared. Now, the physical part is what he has to go out there and do. But a lot of people are excited to see him play, and it's probably even more people excited to see him fail. But
I wonder. I wonder what the split is.
I don't know.
I hope he does good.
I hope he does really good. Yeah. I really, really do.
And he should too, with it being the Raiders.
Yeah.
Like that should be a good first game.
But that offensive line is awful. And
that's
Max
true.
Crosby is gonna be
Yeah, that's true.
He's a damn hunter.
Maybe bring some help to his side.
Yeah, maybe. You know those three guys that were blocking that one guy? That's the one guy y'all got to go block. Yeah, but make sure the other guys aren't coming free, though.
Yeah, block Max Crosby.
Yeah, make sure the other guys go. Hey, this Friday, join the morning shift at Publix on Memorial Drive in Atlanta for a special broadcast. Come on and pick up your supplies for the weekend's football, for your weekend football parties. Also, say hello to Allie, Mike, and Squid Billy as they broadcast live from the stores, all brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom. Fill the hype with Publix. That's the morning shift. 6 to 9 at Publix on Memorial Drive.
They were talking about that spitting thing on their show this morning, and they were breaking down the difference between...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Regular spit and a loogie? Fascinating.
I don't give a damn.
It was a fascinating conversation.
Damn, mad.
Well, no, not about whether you get spit on. Like, just the difference between the two outside of
but
spitting
on. But the
thing about
it is, if somebody's about to spit on you,
there's a difference.
And you hear, and they about to hock a loogie, and they do that on you, you better drop their ass.
Because that's just a warning.
That's just like a warning there. That's a warning right there.
Get ready.
You better punch right
Don't give them time to hock it
punch
up.
Punch them in their throat so they can swallow it.
Yeah, the difference is you can spit, but with a loogie, you have to hock it. Yeah. That's a process. It's a two-step process. Tua, right? All right, we'll get to a college football corner coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
It's
talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.